Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So we're walking through part four of the Catechism on prayer. What is prayer? In paragraph 2709, the great master Teresa of Avila, she defines prayer this way. Mental prayer is nothing else than an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with Him whom we know loves us. So what is prayer? It's friendship with God. And what does friendship take? Well, it takes time, talking, listening, which means knowing, understanding, and loving God, and then just being together. And this corresponds to the three major expressions of prayer defined by the Catechism in paragraph 2699. Vocal prayer, which is speaking to God, meditation, which is listening to God, and contemplation, which is just being with the one who we know loves us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The friendship of prayer begins with vocal prayer, with talking to God. The Catechism says, through his word, God speaks to man. By words, mental or vocal, we speak to God. So vocal prayer just means speaking to God silently or out loud. And you know what vocal prayer is. The Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory Be, prayers of the Mass, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and other formal or written prayers. But the most important vocal prayer is just speaking to God straight from the honesty of your own heart, as one friend to another. And the most important thing we need to tell people is this. Anyone can pray. Anyone can speak to God and God will listen and answer. It doesn't matter how good or bad their lives have been. It doesn't matter what their religion is. It doesn't even matter whether they are a believer or an atheist. Any person can have immediate contact with God by speaking with Him in prayer. He hears everyone, He answers everyone, and He wants to speak to everyone. Now, the next time someone asks you to pray for them, remind them that they also can pray and that God will listen to them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So by vocal prayer, we speak to God. By meditation, we listen to God. But people object, saying, God never speaks to me. And I ask, well, do you ever shut up and listen? And they say, what do you mean? And I ask, do you do meditation? And they say, what's that? So by vocal prayer, we speak to God. By meditation, we listen to God. And meditation is like having coffee with a friend. We set a specific time and place conducive to a leisurely and intimate conversation. And then we talk and share. That's vocal prayer. And then we listen and understand. That's meditation. And Teresa of Avila gives us three simple steps to listen to God in meditation. First, we read or listen to something from the Word of God. And as soon as something strikes you, stop reading, because the Holy Spirit is inspiring you with that thing. Then reflect or think about what struck you. Try to understand it. Love God for this truth. apply it to your lives by asking, am I living this or not? And if not, what's preventing me? Is it pride or vanity, or envy or sloth or anger or greed or gluttony or lust? And then practically, what am I going to do about it? And that leads us to the third part, the resolution. To choose something practical and concrete to do that day based on your meditation. That's how we listen to God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now the resolution is the key to meditation. If we practice a resolution flowing from our meditation every day, then we will change and become a better person. But if we don't practice a resolution, we won't change. Not for the good. Actually, we will change. For the worse, because unchecked vice makes a person worse, not better. So you're going to change. Without a resolution, you're going to get worse. With the resolution, you're going to get better. But there's no standing still in this life. That means every time of meditation should end with a simple, concrete resolution like, I will listen more today than I speak, or I won't gossip today, or maybe I complain too much, so today I will practice thanking God ahead of time for working everything out for the good. Or maybe you're anxious, so today my resolution will be to replace that feeling of anxiety with an act of trust. Jesus, I trust in you. But if you can't come up with a simple, concrete resolution, just simply remember what you meditated on. Because if you can remember that all day, it will change the way you think and the way you act. But always have a resolution, because without a resolution, you will change and get worse. But with a resolution, you will change and get better. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Finally, the Catechism in paragraph 2708 suggests two forms of meditation. Lectio Divina, which means divine reading, like taking the Bible and reading it, reflecting on it, and coming up with a resolution. But the second form that the Catechism suggests is the Rosary, that the Rosary is supposed to be a form of meditation on the Word of God, not just a rote saying of words while the mind wanders. So those three simple steps for mental prayer of reading or listening, and then reflecting and thinking about what struck you and coming up with a resolution, that should be applied to the Rosary. You have to apply the steps of meditation to the Rosary. So what should we think about during the Rosary? We should think about the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. And all he did and revealed comes to us through Scripture, both Old and New Testament, and tradition, the writings of the saints, and the magisterium, the official teaching of the church, the best synthesis of which is found in the Catechism. So Our Lady wants us to meditate on all her Son did and taught. Now, the traditional mysteries of the Rosary were meant to serve as an outline for the life and teaching of Jesus. They were never meant to limit us to those scenes. Imagine reading the table of contents of a book over and over, but never reading the book. Sooner or later, you'd lose interest because you would want to know more and go deeper and deeper. That's why St. John Paul II added the luminous mysteries to the rosary, and this is what he said. Obviously, these mysteries neither replace the gospel nor exhaust its content. The rosary, therefore, is no substitute for Lectio Divina. On the contrary, it presupposes it and promotes it. Yet, even though the mysteries contemplated in the rosary, even with the addition of the luminous mysteries, do no more than outline the fundamental elements of the life of Christ, they easily draw the mind to a more expansive reflection on the rest of the gospel. And that's why we pray the rosary the way we do, so that it becomes what the catechism wants it to be, a meditation on the Word of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what were you reflecting on during this meditation, Teresa?
This one is a kind of funny and tricky one because you can't reflect on it and just think, well, my resolution is to make more resolutions. That's a good thing. But I don't think it can stop there. I was trying to then make a resolution out of something, and I actually thought it would be good to try to reflect more deeply on the words we say in vocal prayer.
Oh, just like because the Our Father and the Hail Mary?
I was really thinking on how the Hail Mary calls us to reflect upon our own deaths.
Yeah.
About some people say the glory be slightly differently than we do, which is they say all glory be. And that's always such a good reminder that it's not just a glory be to the Father, but it's all glory be to the Father. And really thinking about the words we're saying in the rosary and in the Mass.
That's a brilliant idea. In fact, over the next week or so, that's precisely what we're going to do in our meditations. We're going to take the Hail Mary, the Our Father.
Oh, good.
And we're going to really open them up.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you know that?
No.
You anticipated.
Maybe you're just cheating off of me.
I'm always.
You're reading my homework.
I'm always cheating off you. Yeah, that's a great. It's actually a great resolution. That's exactly what we're going to do over the next week or so.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Did this meditation call anything to mind for you?
Yeah, I was thinking again about the document the Vatican put out last Thursday on
Medjugorje,
where in that document they invited us to appreciate the spiritual call of Medjugorje and to really promote its spread.
Yeah.
That's what it said at the end of the document. And they do a good job in that document of reminding us or telling us that a central message of Our Lady for the whole 43 years has been prayer, that prayer is fundamental. And then they quote a couple of Our Lady's messages where she said, this is 1996, I call on you once again to decide for prayer, because with prayer, you will be able to experience conversion. Each of you will become in simplicity similar to a child who is open to his father's love. But then the document also reminds us that along with prayer, the call to fast appears frequently, that prayer and fasting are always connected. And it gives a message from where Our Lady said, if you are in distress or in need, come to me. And if you do not have the strength to fast on bread and water, you can give up other things. It would be good to give up television. This is what Our Lady said on December 8th, 1981.
Yeah, I think she heard about MTV.
Yeah. And if that's what she said about TV, what would she say about our screens now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what would she say about giving up fasting from screen time
now? I fully agree with that. I think it's also good. When I notice I'm getting too addicted to something, I think it's good to give it up for something specific, because it's a double-edged sword. It's good to give it up for your own sake, and it's good to, if you have the sacrifice, it's more likely to keep you honest.
Yeah.
Or a triple-edged sword, if that's possible, because, yeah, it's good for you, it holds you accountable, and it can benefit souls.
It can benefit souls. Now, for me, the biggest thing I need to fast from is distraction.
You're just going to be pure focus from now until infinity.
That would be awesome. No more distraction. We have a certain control over what distracts us. Actually, we have control over what distracts us. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.